My name is Deldra, and I am proud and curly.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. Hi, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. Today I am bringing you episode number 9. In today's episode, we're talking about what it's like to go natural out of the country and some more crazy tips that can help you grow your hair. Today we're talking with Deldra. I'm looking forward to being able to share your stories on the podcast, guys. We have just about worked out everything, so stay tuned to our Instagram and make sure you're following us at Proud and Curly, because that's where we're going to post all the details. So we'll post that soon. Anyways, in this episode, we're talking with my bohemian friend, Deldra. She's a writer and actually pretty good at doing her hair and braiding. She's been on my YouTube channel helping me out with my hair and some tutorials. But today we get to hear her story. As always, stay tuned for the fire round, the curly five, at the end of this episode. Hi, Deldra. Welcome to the show.
Hey, girl. Thank you for having me.
So, I don't know, like, this is going to be cool. I don't think I really know a lot about your hair, but you do know how to do hair well because you've braided my hair a lot and you braid other people's hair and it looks really good. So
yes, girl.
I'm pretty sure you have some good tips. So I don't know. Let's first tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Deldra. I'm from the Bahamas. We met in college and university. Oh. We went to school together and I am natural. What more details do you want? I don't know.
How long have you been natural?
I've been natural since I was in grade 8.
Okay.
So majority of my life.
What kind of, what's your hair type, or what would you say your hair type is?
I think I'm a 4C, 4B, 4C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like mine is two different ones too.
Yeah, my hair is pretty kinky and I have a lot of shrinkage.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can start talking about your childhood, how your hair was as a child or how you felt about it, how your mom did your hair.
My mom permed my hair when I was maybe 6 or 7. So I grew up with perm hair in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she just didn't want to have to fix it, so she permed it because it was easier for her.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, I wore a lot of braids and stuff like that as a child. And then when I got to the age where it was I did my hair more, that's when I made the decision that I wanted to go natural, because I felt like being natural at that point for me was easier. And I just knew how my hair looked when I was younger and looking at old pictures of my puff and how big and long my hair was. I just wanted that back. And I was also lazy because I hated the hair dryer. After you get a perm and they put your hair in those rollers, they put you on your hair dryer for 2 hours. And I was not having it. I was not about to sit under the hair dryer for forever. So yeah. I didn't like that. So that was one of the major decisions where I stopped a perm, because I just didn't like the hair dryer. And I didn't like the burns because I got burns in my hair. So all of that was just this is too much. So,
oh gosh.
Yeah. So I went natural and I didn't do a big chop because at this time was no YouTube telling you to go natural. I just stopped permanent and it just.
What year was this?
I'm too ashamed to say. It was.
What?
Literally, this was must have been 2004, 2006, 2006.
Oh, wow. Seven. Yeah. That's definitely before YouTube.
That's what I'm saying. So, this is back in the day. Way back in the day. Not I'm some kind of old woman. But yeah, this was really when I was young. So, yeah, I went natural.
Oh, wow. And how was that, learning how to do your hair? Was, did your mom, was she able to help you more then, or?
she did not really help me much at all. I think during that time, I just really did braids mostly until like my hair completely grew out, and I just like cut it off bit by bit as it grew. So that's what I used to transition. I used braids. And then that's basically how I wore my hair a lot through high school until I had like a complete puff, and then because all the permanents were gone, and then I started to wear puffs. And that just took me through the rest of my high school days because I wore one puff like every day. Literally.
And what is a puff, just for people that may not know?
Okay. It's like an afro. It's like you just, you know, that high bun, that high puff where you just kind of do like a high ponytail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. High ponytail for natural hair.
Yeah, that it don't hang down, but it's just, it puffs out.
Just sits to the top there.
Well, did you learn how to braid your hair then, or you had your hair braided?
I had my hair braided by this girl back home. She is so good. She's braiding, literally, she braided your hair, Ciara. The girl who braided your hair used to braid my hair.
Yeah, Beyonce braids.
Yeah, Shantia, she braids so well. And literally, she just braided my hair like up until like 2 years ago. So I knew her from like a child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's really good.
So how did you feel about your hair when you just like first started going natural, or when it started, you know, being more natural, like all the perm was gone?
Oh, I love that so much more than a perm. It's like natural hair just has so much more body. And I think I like the kink. I always did. I always preferred my hair this way, and my mommy never really did anything. She never really did hair, so it was like all on me. The whole braiding and doing hair thing was just, God just blessed me like 2 years ago, and like maybe a year and a half, where I started braiding. So all the braiding thing is new.
Oh, really?
But I was like, literally, I just learned, I don't know what happened. One day I just like went in the mirror, and I just was like, I want to braid, like, going across the front of my head. And I tried, and it, like, kind of worked out. And I was like, I'm going to wear this braid. And, like, since that, I've just been trying it and doing it. And I've just been doing it. I don't even know. Now I'm, like, doing it as a service. I don't even know how this happened. It just happened. And I just embraced it.
That's cool. I don't know. Like, okay, so you said you had a puff in high school. And then going into college, especially like being in the Bahamas, was there anything like different or that you like worried about, like coming to the States in college, or I don't know, somewhere in there?
No, it was nothing really different. After like high school, I mostly wore weaves, to be honest. Like the
end. Oh, really?
I wore like weaves. So that helped. I wore a lot of weaves within that time upward, like the beginning of college, yeah. Most of my time wearing weaves. If I didn't have my hair out in braids or like me trying twists, I think there were like these kinky twists or like braids in the summer, but it was like mostly weaves or I wear my puff. So, yeah.
I guess I just met you with braids. I don't think I've ever seen you with weaves.
You didn't?
Did I?
I don't know.
I've seen your hair pressed because your hair is like really long.
Yeah, and then I don't even press it often. Yeah, I wore weaves, and then one time, I don't know, I got fresh and I decided I wanted to bleach my hair. And then I went like almost basically blonde, my natural hair. You know, I went to professional girl. And it was, it was pretty, but like my hair texture completely changed, and yeah, it was like one of those things you do like because you're younger, like I'm going to try this. So I tried it and I loved it, but I would not do it again because my hair texture just changed and became really brittle. And I don't think I took care of my hair as much as I needed to during that time. So the puff became like the longer my hair got, the puff became like no longer didn't sit like how it used to when I was like in high school. And especially after the bleach, it was like my hair was like not a puff anymore. So I basically had to grow this bleach out, and cut my hair as it grew off. So I'm like, I started fresh again. Like as the color grew out, I clip off the ends and started fresh again. And then I got into like dyes and stuff like that and trying different hair colors, not like pink and purple, but like hair colors, like maybe reds, and try to get like a blonde or like lighter browns. Like I tried to do stuff like that. And because of my natural hair, the colors weren't able to take on it. So I went in again and I just wanted a dye. So I did a dye and I just did it on a portion of my hair. And I like, it wasn't blonde, but it was like a really high color. So I was wearing my hair natural, just like puffs. And I think I was trying different kind of fancy buns in my hair, like natural buns, like figuring out ways to twist my hair in a bun. Oh. And yeah, I had the pop of color. And then I decided...
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I decided I just wanted the color to completely go away. Oh. So I was like, no more color. That's the end of that. Because I realized that the dyes have somehow changed. Every time I do it, they change like a little bit of the texture of my hair. So it's like when they go completely away, I get like my real hair texture again. Like it's not like the texture isn't like pulled out. It's like kinkier. When I put stuff on it, it like the curl pattern loosens. So yeah. So I let it.
Was it harder to manage because it was only certain parts of your hair that were dyed?
It wasn't, but that was awkward when I tried to do like high puffs because the parts that were dyed were the curl pattern was looser and the other parts, it would be like a kinkier curl pattern. So it would be in a puff, but then like the front part of my hair like looking straight and looking crazy.
Oh, so like yeah. If you had permed ends almost.
Yeah. So
just looser.
Yeah, that's what kind of happened. But not up until like, let's see, is it 3-4 years? I think I became, like apart from wearing weaves here and there, I think I became like more experimental and trying new things with my natural hair and like really trying to like work on my hair and not just let it sit and be here. Although it was growing, but I felt like it was like, I was always stagnant in length. Like it was growing because it was growing, the color was growing out completely, but it was still like, still up to the same length. So only as of like, I could speak of a few years, I've really been trying to attend to it and care to it. And I've been seeing real growth in it and all the color is gone. And now I've like tried crochets, occasionally weaves, wig, whatever, braids, definitely braids. I wear my natural hair a lot. I've tried like different products, like curl products. And
what's your favorite?
I don't know, because I haven't tried them all. The first thing I've been using, like from I was younger, when I went natural, I was Cantu, was the leave-in conditioner, and I've used it like many, many years, because and then I never branched out, because products home are so expensive. Whatever the price you pay for hair care products in the US, you pay almost 2 times that for at home. Oh, so wow. Like brands like Mix Chicks and Aunt Jaffee's and what else? I know I'm missing. And Shea Moisture. If you find them where I'm from, they're like almost double the price. So they're like $13 here. You're going to pay like almost $20
for them. Oh my God.
And that's if they even carry them. So I definitely kept with more of the cheaper stuff. I mostly bought products when I traveled to the U.S., like, when I was younger, before I, like, moved for school.
Yeah, I was like, because that must have been expensive. Like, you want to go natural and wear your natural hair, but now you have to pay, like, way more just to, like, bring your curls out and moisturize your hair.
Yeah, that's why, I failed a lot of that growing up, you know?
That's what you were saying, that.
I failed, like, to do a lot of, like, taking care of it, like, in terms of making sure it's moisturized. I mean, I was real basic. I was, like, leave-in conditioner when I was younger, Cantu, and, like, grease, petroleum grease, almost.
Yeah.
So that was, like, it. And then I would use any shampoo. I mostly used Cream in Nature when I was younger, but I would use any shampoo. Only, I can say, definitely within the last 3 to 4 years, I've been choosing my products, trying a lot of, I've basically tried them all. I haven't tried mixed chicks. I've tried two more.
I like their deep conditioner, but I have their leave-in too. I feel like their leave-in is too light for my hair since it's for like, I guess, mixed people. Like their hair texture is a lot looser, but I think their deep conditioner is really good.
Cool, I need to try that. And I've also been interested.
So maybe you could try that.
I've been interested.
They have like little sample ones at Target, like the little small things. Okay. So
cool.
I mean, you know, you might need like two of those, but I like to use a lot of like deep conditioner.
I use a lot of product. And that's another thing. It's like I go through product so like it's I need so much product to get through my hair because it's so thick. So it's like I use a lot of product. That's why recently I've been trying some natural stuff too, because it could get really expensive. I'm gonna buy a new deep conditioner every month adds up. So
yeah, that's true. To make your own would be better.
Yeah.
What kind of conditioner do you use?
Last time I used, well, recently for deep conditioner, I tried this, like, I think I saw on YouTube, it was like onion and water. So it's supposed to help you with a lot of hair growth. I don't know.
Onion?
Yes. I can tell you the video.
What?
YouTube. Anyway, that's the last deep conditioner I used. Before that, it was Cream of Nature.
Wait, did you make it? Or is that the name of it?
You make it. It's like you're supposed to use, they claim onion helps the scalp. It helps with a lot of hair growth.
What?
And it does something else. So I did it myself. It was like a DIY.
Like you chopped up onions.
Mm-hmm. And boiled them in water. And I tried it.
I tried it.
I don't know if it worked. But I tried it. Anyhow.
What, and that's supposed to simulate growth and do what else?
I think it does something else to your scalp. I'll like have to pull up her video to read it exactly. But
maybe to clean.
But it was pretty interesting. I'm gonna look for it. But
did you have to pour it on your hair, or did you like spray it into your hair and like massage your scalp? Or how did you do that?
I sprayed it into my massage my scalp, and then I would like she says 45 minutes. I overdo it. I wait and then I rinse it out. Like that's how I use that one. So I use YouTube for a lot of natural ways to care for my hair.
Mm.
But it says onions is rich in sulfur. This mineral is one of the main building blocks of hair. It improves blood circulation and provides the hair with follicles with sufficient nourishment. Onion also has an antibacterial property, so it helps with scalp infections and might contribute to hair loss. Yep.
Oh, so, wow. That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I tried it.
That's facts.
Yeah, girl.
Did that smell weird or no?
Of course it did. It was horrible. But I was like,
I know
no.
People put eggs on it, raw eggs.
I've tried eggs. Oh. I've tried mayonnaise. I'm like, real ratchet. I tried eggs and mayonnaise because they don't judge me. They add protein and eggs add shine. So because they have protein, I've tried it now. I don't continually do it. Like when I don't get to the store to get like treatment, I try like different ones like this. When I was, well, I haven't tried eggs and mayonnaise since I was like younger. But
So you haven't had a problem with that, so.
Yeah, but it's, yes, it smells. It's horrible. But.
Oh.
But.
Do you do it, like, before you wash your hair kind of thing?
You do it after you wash your hair. You wash your hair, and then you put it on, and then you let it sit, just like a deep treatment, because that's what it's supposed to be. And then you rinse it off. Just the same way I would use for deep treatment was the way I use this. So I haven't been using it long enough to see if it gave results. Because I couldn't deal with the scent anymore. So, yeah, I used it.
Does it make your hair smell after?
No. Once you rinse it off, it's fine. Yeah. Because I used it. I made a batch and I used it for 3 times. So it was like maybe 2.5 weeks. I don't think it was supposed to use it. Well, the YouTube video has that it's good for 7 to 10 days. So I used mine a little longer than 7 to 10 days. So, yeah.
You had it in your hair for 7 days?
No, Sierra. You make a batch. Let me break this down. You make a batch. You let it cool. You put it in a bottle. a spray bottle. You use some as a treatment, rinse it off, and you put the remainder in the fridge. You store it in a cool place for later. Yes.
Okay.
For you to treat
it. That's what they do with the rice water.
Oh, see, I saw a video on that, but I didn't look into it. But I tried this one.
I'm surprised you haven't tried that one.
I may just try it. Honestly, I may just try it.
I want to try that. I may try the onion thing, but I don't think I could do the eggs or the mayonnaise. But I do use hair mayonnaise, and I know it has egg protein in it. So I guess as close as I will get.
I've used hair mayonnaise, too.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't used it in a long time. It reminds me, like, of an olive oil product I saw online. And it seemed really good, the brown olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it's ORS.
Yeah, it is. So I've been wanting to try it. Yeah, that's the abbreviation. So I've been wanting to try their products. They don't really have good products. And I like when I could get a tub of a product because me getting a bottle, like, I don't know. They don't last me that long.
Yeah. What kind of styling products do you like?
I love Eco Stylo.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Since one of my friends put me on, my bestie put me on, and I've been using that like ever since. From ever since.
Which one?
I was real basic. I was using the olive oil one, like the green one, and then
That's the one I have.
Yeah. Do you like that one?
Yeah. It's like I feel like all of them are kind of like a little bit more watery. So it's like if you really want a real good hold. It's not, but I guess, I mean, sometimes if you let it dry, it's fine. So it just depends what you're trying to do with your hair.
Do you get flakes from that one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I do too. I tried the castor on a flaxseed because I wanted to see what the buzz was. And I liked it. I mean, it had a lot more hold than the olive oil one. So that's what I'm using right now.
Okay.
I feel like it still flakes though.
Oh, yeah, that's only, like, the next day, I only notice it the next day, like, once my hair is, like, completely dried, and, like, because I usually, like, I usually use it when I slick my hair all the way back, right. And I, like, wet it down, and then I put the gel on top and brush it in.
Same.
And then the next day, when I wake up and take my bonnet off, I'm like, oh.
You be slicked down with those flakes.
Yeah, I think I tried a little bit of, I think that was, it's flaxseed and what is it?
Castor oil.
Oh, I think Sammy had some and I tried a little bit of hers when I came down there the other weekend or last weekend, but I did like it, but I didn't use enough of it to know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She had a cute little small little can of it.
I think like the best product for me. Because, I mean, I'm not extremely big on products, but I do use very few of them. But oil. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I love oils. I feel like oils, like, for my hair texture, like, oils are, like, one of the best things I could do for my hair, for like, a 4FC. And, like, Jamaican castor oil, all those oils, they're expensive. They're, like, $10 a bottle for a little bottle. And I could use a little bottle in, like, a week and a half. But
oh wow,
they are so good. They are so good.
Which ones do you use? You use Jamaican black castor oil?
They come in like little black bottles, and it's like different kinds. I use the which color was it? I think the one with the brown label. Because they have different ones. They have like different ones that have different oils in it. But for me, oil is like a big thing, and shea butter, stuff like that, like. Those are big things for my hair. Like, once I keep my hair moist, that's like one of the best things I could do for it.
How is your hair when you wet it? Does the water like stay on, or does the water go into your hair? Does that make sense? Like, do you know the porosity of your hair? I think we were talking about this. You were like, "What are you talking about?"
And I do not know. You say this all the time, and I do not know. But let me tell you. Water, I don't know if my hair takes like would take water like your hair. I don't even know how to say that. Like, if I make that sense.
Yeah, it's like
because it's like I had to get drenched for it to be moist or wet. Like, so maybe my porosity is not good. I don't even know.
Well, you just may be lower. That's not bad. It's just your hair takes in moisture differently. So it's like if you like wet your hair and you can see like little bubbles of water on your hair still, then I think it's low porosity.
I think that's me.
Yeah, so there's like now they're starting to make products that are for low porosity hair, that'll like help you moisturize your hair better.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's why I say I go through a lot of product because you know, people, maybe I don't know if you're one of these people, you could use a little bit of product and it makes a big difference on your hair because it's like you can see it on your hair immediately. No, I have to use like a bunch and a bunch and a bunch, and then it's like, okay. Now it's like with gel. Like for me, for the gel to take, I need to put like a bunch of gel. For me to moisturize my hair, I have to use like a lot. And then my hair can look moisturized. So it's like, so maybe that is an issue with my hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if you like, I don't know. I have to do my research myself. We're just talking here. But I think like if you have certain products, like whatever is in the low porosity, you can use like less of it, and then it has different things in it that will go into your hair. Like, cause for me, like, my hair is always dry. I can't I don't know what I have because my hair is usually dry, but like when I wet my hair, it feels like kind of like straw-like, especially at the top of my head. And then, like, using shea butter on my hair is, like, a little bit too heavy. Or it would only really work if I'm, like, using a little bit, if I'm doing, like, a twist out. But I'm still trying to figure out how to moisturize my hair, too. So I'd be rocking dry puffs all the time.
Girl, me too. You are not alone.
It's a learning process.
You are not alone.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, not something super easy, but I think maybe you should look into the porosity thing of your hair. I know you could do a porosity test.
I will
do that. Take like if you, when you wash your hair and you have like shed hair, you're supposed to like have like a clean little piece of hair, or maybe when you're trimming your hair and you put it in a cup of water, and depending on how it floats or if it sinks, it'll tell you your porosity. I'm going to try to make a video about that soon. So
yes, please. I will watch that video, Sierra. We will watch that video, Sierra. We need to know this.
Yeah, and it's like, that's what really is going on. Because, like, there's so many products coming out nowadays, but, like, every product isn't going to work for everybody. Even if you have the same hair type, your hair could take in moisture differently than someone else. So, because everybody's different.
Very true. That's definitely it. So it's just about trying everything and seeing what works for you.
Yeah, we always say this in here, but it is true. I mean, it does help if you kind of like listen or find someone that kind of has hair like yours, but you still have to try out different things or even like different ways you put the products on or like however you do it, the technique. That could also affect
it. Yeah, and I think that's, like, what's a big strength for a lot of people that do hair on YouTube right now is because, I think I was telling you this, I'm more likely, like, I watch them all, but when I find people who have, like, my kind of hair texture, and they have, like, especially the kind of length or volume I'm looking to move towards, I completely tend to watch those people because I take in tips of what they do for my hair, maybe for their hair, and then maybe it'll work for my hair, even with products recommendations. So, like, as of recently, like, in the past few years, like, that's how I get on to, like, a lot of products. It's not, like, me going to the store and seeing this and saying, I'm going to try this. It's, like, just watching videos and seeing this person talk about this product, and their hair looks similar to mine. And so that helped me a lot.
That's smart. Yeah, you have to do your research. Who are your favorite YouTubers to watch?
You.
Oh my God.
That we don't have the same hair type. Girl, one girl called Girls. Don't do it. I think her name is Not Baby Natural or something like that. The others, and Journey to Wasteland. I know you know who that is.
Okay, yeah.
Who else? Girl, I don't know who else.
You were trying to tell me somebody the other day.
Because I have to go on the app and like look at the videos, and then I can say, oh, this person, this person, this person. People like with one particular YouTuber. I'm like that. I just like watch anybody. And be like, oh girl, you got king here, click here. Oh girl, what you trying over there with the king here? Click over there. And then be back over here. I don't be like with just one person.
Okay. That's funny. Also, I want to ask you, like, since you're from the Bahamas, have you noticed like any difference as far as like the climate and the temperature? Has that like affected your hair any differently, or I don't know.
That's interesting. Has it? I don't want to just say this without like. I want to say that my hair is like more dry because it's colder a lot of times. But then that's not like definite too, because I noticed this first with my skin, and so it could actually also be affecting my hair. But it's not like any major difference. Because my hair be dry sometimes when I home too. And I need to I just need to moisturize it. So it could be like that might be a factor. It might not be. So.
Yeah, because Savannah is still pretty like humid. But it was to me when I went to the Bahamas and stayed with you.
You got
it was definitely like. Yeah, my hair was like, I don't know what happened. Yeah, my hair was like, it just like flattened down, especially when we went to the beach that one time before I got my hair braided. I guess it was like so much moisture in the air. My hair was just like, I don't know. I don't know if it looked dry or what, but it was just like not like full and had it didn't really have body or anything, because I was trying to do like a wash and go and it was like, what?
You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. It was like, and then the wind was blowing, and it was like, nah.
That's funny.
But you're probably used to it. Like,
yeah.
I know how to do my hair at home.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe my hair just it doesn't have a difference. It's just, like, whatever. My hair is, like, my hair is, I don't know what to say about it. I can, like, stand my hair up, and my hair will stand up on its own. So it's not limp.
Is my hair limp?
Maybe. My hair is very, I don't know. Active is not the word, but I don't know. It's just
thicker.
It has like a lot of life. It's thicker, but it just, I don't know. It just can do things by itself. it does not lack volume.
My hair is stronger.
Your hair is strong. Don't get me wrong. Your hair is very strong.
My hair was like, where are you at? Well, that's interesting. I guess everyone's different, like we were saying.
Yeah. My hair. Lately, my hair has been more limp, actually.
What?
I don't know. It just lies there now. Now that you pointed this out.
Time of the year?
Maybe. That's what I'm thinking. Now that you've pointed this out, next time I go home and I know it could be hot, I could like really put note into it. I could put note into how my hair behaves now and how it behaves when I go home. It's now that you've put this in my mind.
No, it was just me. My hair was just acting crazy.
No, it might be. No, for real, it might be.
Because sometimes I don't notice when I travel, a difference. But most of the time when I travel, like I try to have my hair in braids or something because I don't know. I don't be knowing what's going on. And I don't be having time to, like, bring in all those products and stuff.
Yeah, that'd just be too much. Like, are we for a break? Something for travel.
Yeah.
That's me.
Some, you know, if you get in the water, you're going to be all right.
Right. I'm the same. I'm the same. Oh, God. If I get in the water, my hair wet, and then I have to go wash my hair. A wash day for me is a whole day. It's literally a day of washing my hair. It takes so long.
Tell us your regimen, like everything you do.
I wash my hair in sections. So currently I have shampoo. Last time I'm using Shea Moisture. I try like, so each time, and I use Kinky Curly. Oh, I love that Kinky Curly shampoo. Mm. So I just like try different like shampoos. I love Kinky Curly in general, but that shampoo was really potent. I could use like a dime size.
Oh, wow.
No, a little more than a dime size. Let's say like a 5 cent size. And I could get like a whole section of my hair because I do my hair in quadrants. Okay. Anything I do with my hair, I do in quadrants. So that works best for me. So I take my hair in quadrants. I shampoo it section at a time and, you know, clean the scalp, massage, all of that in quadrants. And I rinse it in quadrants. And then I also apply my treatment in quadrants. And then I twist it. And then just four twists. And then I just, like, kind of plastic bag it or, like, use, you know, the Clair shower cap. Mm-hmm. And I sit. Yeah. I sit. And if I have a heater, I go need the heater. Or I just, like, sit, like, a really, really long time, maybe, like, 2 hours. Like, I overdo it on my treatment time. Because I know my hair needs a lot more time for the product to really soak in it. So that's what I do, and then I rinse it out. So, yeah, it takes me so long. Washing my hair takes me so long. It's so exhausting. And then when I'm finished washing it, I still need to do something with it afterwards. So it will be braided or twisted, and I need to oil it. So it's all of that even after I'm finished washing it. Yeah. So it's a lot. I'm telling you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will you be having... What was it? Your flexi rods? Is that flexi rods?
Or it were, yeah.
From your pictures?
Mm-hmm. That I used at graduation.
Those are cute.
Yeah, I think I found that style also on YouTube. So, yeah, I've been, like, trying different things. And it's, like, I would have thought the only way that maybe I can get my hair to pull out straight would be to blow dry it straight. But I can get my hair pull out straight by just... after I wash, just putting it in braids and using, sometimes I use bands, like rubber bands, the cloth kind, with no metal. And I do that to stretch my hair. And that's like how I elongate my hair now. So the flexi rods also help with me stretching my hair. And yeah, just putting on like mousse or a little bit of gel on it and gel at the ends and using the rods. And my hair took to curl, and that's like, not straightening my hair at all. So this is 4C turning curly without having just by product and putting the flexi rods and going with the hair dryer. So so I mean, I feel like natural hair is the most versatile as opposed to having permed hair. Because you can have your hair straight, you can straighten it, and I usually straighten like maybe once a year. But you can wear your hair straight, so you have straighter hairstyles, and then when you do wear your hair straight, it has a lot more volume. It's not as thin. It's not like limp. And then you can also do your hair in natural styles. And I feel like some people feel like being natural is limiting because they only can think of like a fro or a puff. But like if you really were to try and go there and look, it's so much more variety that you could do with natural hair that you can't with perm hair, in my opinion. Because even a lot of like twists and a lot of like natural braids, like the halo and certain stuff, you could do that with perm hair, but it's a different appeal when you do stuff like that with natural hair, if you understand what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
So I don't know. It's like pretty versatile for me.
Yeah. I love like being able to do different things. I just have to actually try to, because sometimes I'm lazy, but
I want to start getting
into it more. First, I want to like know how to moisturize my hair better, but I do want to start like trying different styles. I did like a flexi rod once, but
your hair will look really pretty in like flexi rods. Let me do it for you.
You think so?
I'm gonna bring mine.
I feel like my hair shape is so weird that it's just like always messing me up. I really want my hair to be like bigger than it is. It doesn't have to be long, but I want it to be like big.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. That was my dream when I decided to go natural. I will help you do that. I think you can do
it. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I mean, this just may be how my hair is, and that's okay. But I don't know. I just have to, like, try different stuff, too, because some people, like the people on Instagram, I don't know how long they be picking their hair, but I be picking my hair for a long time, and it's just, it gets bigger, but not that big, you know? Yeah. I mean, we could try something, and we could see what happens.
We'll try it out and see what happens.
I feel like my hair just starts getting frizzy after a while, and I'm like, oh, God. My hair is like the in-between, so it's not like that texture that you would just be like, oh, your hair is super easy, but that's what people tell me, and I'm just like...
It is. You are that little in-between, though, because I know what you mean with frizz and how your hair gets limp, but it's just that your hair probably doesn't just take a lot of product and because you don't need it, you know what I mean? But...
Yeah, it's like it don't like a lot of product, but it's dry, so it needs something.
Maybe a little light oil. I think that would be best there.
Yeah,
a little light oil on there. I think you'd be good to go.
I guess you come hook me up, because I don't be doing it. I be trying to listen to y'all, because y'all's hair is like, y'all take really good care of your hair, like your regimen. I'm just like, wow, I need to do better.
That's me too sometimes.
It's a process.
It is. Yeah. That's why I be like in my hat, because I get like, have a wash day and like, don't want to fix my hair, and I put on my hat and I go out.
I need a hat.
It's like really lazy, but like when I could wear my hat, I wear my hat. When I can wear my wig, I wear my wig.
Yeah.
Wig is a hat.
No, a wig hat, yeah. That's what my aunt calls it.
A wig is a hat. It's a hat. So, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Is that, like, everything? Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go into the Curly Five. It's five questions I ask everybody at the end of the episode. So, number one, if you could have only one hair product, what would it be?
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Like, is this between deep conditioner, shampoo, oil, and everything?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I want to say shampoo, like... It has to be oil. If I can wash my hair, I will love oil. So, oil. Different oils.
Okay.
That was so hot.
Number two, wash and goes or twist outs?
Twist out.
Yeah.
And wash and goes don't work for me.
Yeah, some people say that. But I've seen some people, like, on YouTube with 4C, they're like,
I can do wash and they do go. It, and it looks good. Right. But that'll work for me. I'll be putting on my hat when I try.
Okay, number three. If you could go back in time, what would you say to your younger self about your hair?
I would say, girl, you're making the right choice. You was paving the way before you even know there was a way to be paved. That's what I would say.
And was that like before you got the perm, or was that just in general?
I meant like after I decided to go natural, because when I first went perm, I was 6 or 7. I wasn't by choice. When I had the choice, I went natural. So when I figured out there's a choice, then I stopped and I decided I want to be natural.
Okay.
So I'm pretty happy with that decision.
Yeah. And number four, what's one tip or trick that you have learned with your hair that maybe you haven't said?
Tip or trick?
Besides the onions.
A tip or a trick that I learned on my hair. Now I have to think. I've realized the more moisturized my hair is, the prettier it looks, the easier it is to handle. So that's a tip for me.
And you use like the oils too?
Yeah, I use oils, or I use like any curl product I have, because I'm kind of like, I'm loyal. Okay. I use them all. I just try anything out. So yeah, I think having it moist helps.
Okay.
And maybe a tip, a lot of protective styles help. And having a hat.
Oh my gosh. Number 5, what is some advice you would give someone looking to start embracing their natural hair?
Just do it. Try them all. If you can afford it, go ham. Buy all of the hair care products and just take your time and test them all out. If you can afford it.
Yeah.
If not, go on YouTube and search people who have textures like yours and see what they're using and get some recommendations and just try it out. It's really not difficult to be natural. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Thanks for coming on the show. This was fun.
This was really fun. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Deldra. She's so funny to me. But here's a few takeaways from today's episode. 1, going natural can be hard outside of the States because of the difference in prices for products, but try out the more affordable options or get products to take back home wherever you can find them at the normal price. 2, onions can help promote hair growth. Even though they may stink, I might try this treatment out, but yes, weird fact. I'm going to have to look that up. 3, watch YouTube and find people that have a similar hair textures and try out the products that work for them. 4, doing your hair in quadrants helps to make her wash days more manageable with her 4C hair type. 5, you can stretch your hair and minimize shrinkage by using braids or bands and flexi rods. 6, get you a good hat that can help out on bad hair days. And that wraps up episode 9 of the Proud and Carly podcast. If you felt like this episode was helpful and inspiring, share it with someone that needs to hear it. And go ahead and check out the last few episodes if you haven't heard them already. Thanks, guys. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Carly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.